I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. British viewers have the chance to see something tonight that hasn't been seen before on British television, an assisted suicide. The suicide is part of a documentary. The film is provoking renewed debate about legalized euthanasia and about what should or should not be televised. The World's Alex Gallifant reports.
The film is called Right to Die. It's a question. And the man at the center of it is Craig Ewart, a 59-year-old college professor living in Britain. Ewart had motor neurone disease, a condition that severely affected his ability to function on his own. He told his family he didn't want to experience life in what he called a living tomb. That led him to consider suicide.
If I go through with it, I die, as I must at some point. If I don't go through with it, my choice is essentially to suffer and to inflict suffering on my family, and then die.
And so, with the support of his family, Craig Ewart ended his own life. He drank a mix of sedatives and then turned off his ventilator. That was in 2006 at an assisted suicide facility in Switzerland. Switzerland is only one of a handful of places where doctor-assisted suicides are legal. The others are the Netherlands, Belgium, and the state of Oregon. The documentary featuring Craig Ewart is directed by the Oscar-winning filmmaker John Zaritsky. He argues that it's necessary to include footage of the suicide itself in the film.
I think it would be less than honest if we were to do a film about the process of assisted suicide and not actually be able to see the ultimate, you know, act, as it were. Otherwise, we'd be left open to charges that the death was unpleasant or cruel or wasn't even done willingly. And by putting it out there in its entirety, people can judge for themselves.
Right to Die will broadcast on the British TV channel Sky Real Lives. The producers say they want to encourage a responsible debate on an extremely difficult moral issue. It certainly stirred up debate, of the kind you might expect. The arguments for and against assisted suicide are by now well established, as are ongoing arguments about what's appropriate or not for TV audiences. But this television documentary could open up the debate, says Annette Hill. Hill is a media professor at the University of Westminster in London.
It will be watched by such a broad range and variety of viewers with different beliefs and different understandings or confusions about this kind of topic. At its best, then, television can stimulate, you know, an intense moral debate amongst this range of viewers.
But Hill says that will only be the case if audiences think the filmmakers have acted responsibly.
Certainly in the research that I've done, one of the key things that comes out again and again is that people feel that sometimes television has a shallow ethics and it doesn't treat people fairly, it doesn't treat people sensitively, especially in documentary and in certain kinds of reality television, when they deal with people in a very emotionally difficult or morally difficult situation.
There are few more emotionally and morally difficult situations than the one documented in Right to Die. Whether it makes a meaningful contribution to debates about the end of life may be up to those who choose to watch it. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.